94.5. Good morning. It's Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber on a Friday morning. Not just any Friday. It's Blue Light Friday.
And this morning we've been talking about a big announcement.
Yes, it's huge.
It's a big announcement. And I don't even know if it's one we want to announce.
It's not one that I want to announce.
But sadly, it means that it's time. We have to do it now. Mm-hmm. We leave it to you, one Dean Claire's, for the big announcement.
People around the world often wonder what would happen if you won Lotto. I won Lotto and I quit. See ya. I'm joking, of course. I haven't won Lotto. Don't believe, no one believe that. Look, in the early 80s, guys, this tall, skinny kid, me, no one called me Claire'sy. Well, they started calling me Claire'sy, right? I was at Greenwood High School, madly in love with sport, but even more obsessed with staying up way too late and listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. And I've been very lucky to, I started doing media studies and I started doing radio as a 17-year-old in 1983. And we well know it was Meriden and you guys have taken the piss out of me for a long time about my Meriden days. Bunging on a
please,
voice.
Please do continue.
Before I go any further, I have decided to pull up stumps in my radio career. You guys only found out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest little period of time and we understand why that I couldn't tell you. So it was very strange.
Don't race over that bit. I think people are still having trouble digesting what you just said.
Okay. I'm leaving to go and tackle some other things in life and spend time with my family, and that's Laurie and our kids between us. We've got five, but also to spend a different kind of quality time, not getting up at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
I have other business interests I just haven't been able to get a real grip on because of, you know, getting up at 4 o'clock and then tiredness in the afternoon and other sort of things sort of been getting in the way for a while. And I decided after 30 years with our company, SCA in Perth, and 20 years with Mix 94.5, I've decided that I'm going to finish up on the 11th of December.
Wow. I mean, as you say, we did know that. And,
yeah.
And first and foremost, devastated, but so, you know, happy for you. And what a testament to a wonderful career.
Don't look at me. I'm not.
You've known for 2 days.
I'm not. No, 2 days is not enough. I'm not ready to speak about it.
Okay, so I want to go back. Like, so I was lucky enough to start media studies at year 11, right, at Greenwood. Excuse me. I may get emotional. Funny that. And I wanted to be the next Rick Arden. Bloody hell. Glad I took another path because he's still there.
Yeah, you wouldn't fill his spot too early.
So after 37 years of radio, I reckon the time is just right. And I'm a numbers man, so I love the numbers of that. But also, look at the control freak over here, right? Funny how all these years later, I'm still the one pushing the buttons behind the desk. Control freak. And I've done 38, very lucky to do 38 years, nearly 38 years in radio.
Extraordinary.
With no more than 4 weeks off at a time. So now I'm going to take some time off.
And you know what? You're lucky, as you say, but not for any other reason other than, like, you've got so much skill.
Yeah.
Like, you're such a professional and you're so good at radio and this sucks. It sucks, but we're very happy for you.
Thanks, buddy. So, 30 years with the company. And that includes Rockaby Road in Subi. A lot of people remember the old 6pm building. We were in there for quite a while. And then since 2007 here in Roberts Road. But 20 years almost to the day, and I've been so lucky. And the greatest thing of all, apart from my career, which has been wonderful, but I met my beautiful wife, Laurie, the love of my life, through a Mix event called Date My Dad.
Yeah.
She was one of 94 women who put their photos and stuff up, and she was actually more of a Triple J listener. How weird's that?
You weren't even the dad she was trying to date.
No.
You technically stole her from somebody else.
I did, literally. So that was a wonderful thing. I feel very lucky there too. But if you look at the radio career itself, how lucky am I? I've got to meet almost all of my heroes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
me.
Matt Dutinsky, Kimber Kale. Look, I got to work with a lot of legends too. So Dennis Cometti and John Worsfold and Guy McKenna, they even let me call a couple of games of footy. I was terrible, so move on. My footy heroes, I got to meet a lot of those as well over the years. My beloved Frio Dockers with, you know, the likes of Matty Pavlich and Nat Fyfe and Sonny Walters and Dave Mundy. And West Perth, I grew up loving West Perth. So I got to meet and get to know Les Fong and John Duckworth from those early days at West Perth there at Leaderville Oval. I've got to interview prime ministers, Miss Universes, Knights, Lords, Premiers, Brownlow medalists, Olympic gold medalists, Aussie cricket captains, Oscar and Grammy winners, and the biggest names in music. You guys know I'm such a music tragic.
Yes.
You may have known something weird was going on when I sold all my albums this year, apart from my favourite 100 albums and 200 CDs. And so I was downsizing the house, so it didn't make sense to keep stuff. But I've been able to talk to Sting. I met Sting in a toilet at the old building. We had a chat, but it wasn't a handshake because it was a bit weird because we hadn't watched it. Taylor Swift, you bump into the weird things you bump into people.
Yeah.
Interviewing Taylor Swift, she glided into the room like she was on roller skates. That was bizarre. Absolute sweetheart. Red Hot Chili Peppers, I was backstage at the old entertainment centre interviewing Flea, and he was eating a papaya, spitting the pips. and a couple of them, I think, hit me on the ear. My real heroes, you know, people like when I was a kid, the thought of having an interview with Kiss, one on two, like Gene Simmons on one side and Paul Stanley on the other side, and got to talk to the boys and put a special together. Mick Jones from Foreigner, he helped me and my mate Mark fail high school at Greenwood because we were listening to Foreigner records. And blues guitarist Robert Cray, because I love the blues as well. On the bedroom wall at my house in Hammersley, I had three women, and one was Deborah Harry, one was Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac, and one was Pat Benatar. And all as older women, I've gotten to interview them all. And that was just bizarre without being trying to be too creepy. I also got to celebrate West Australian music, which is one thing I really love. So in the other building, I got to play a whole lot of Perth bands, and a lot of those bands have been in touch with me lately saying this was unreal. And sadly, some of those, we started losing some of those guys in recent times. Richie Lane from the Chevelles is one of those. But to be able to do that and play West Aussie music on the radio has been great. And I got to celebrate WA music with a music special that got all the way to the radio awards, because How the West was Rocked a couple of years ago. And that was a labour of love. But also I finished that project off after Mum died. And that was the thing that got me through, was her memory to get me through to finish that little thing off. I got to interview Michael Hutchins from In Excess. And you know, you think about those things once these people pass. And, you know, I said to Michael, I said, mate, if I could have anyone in the world I'd like to try to be live their life for a week, I said him. And he thought that was hilarious. He goes, really? He said, I'd like to be J. Edgar Hoover, who's the old FBI guy who had a very interesting life after hours. We've had amazing road trips together.
Yeah.
You know, the Coral Coast and Broome more recently. And you can never forget some of those things, including when I was sick as a dog and my mate Matt was sick as a dog. And the greatest germaphobe on earth was hugging us to make us better, one Kimber Kale, going into mother mode. We got to do amazing radio stunts, and of course you guys know all about Talent at Risk. And so they find out in radio once, they find out your fears and then expose them live on the air and film them these days. So when they found out I wasn't great with heights, they made me clean the windows of the radio station in a bloody cherry picker. Thanks very much. Fear of snakes, yep. I've got a fear of snakes. They pulled out the biggest python, think Greg Norman in blue shorts, around my neck with the cameras rolling, and I didn't breathe. And they were trying to get a statement out of me. I just didn't breathe. I thought, if I don't breathe, this thing won't hurt me. It won't strangle me. I got to introduce AC/DC live on stage with my peeps. That was the old Burswood Dome before they pulled that down. And I talk about meeting heroes. We spoke to a guy called Neil, a foster carer, last week.
Yeah.
And he's one of the biggest heroes I've met. Five of his own kids with his wife. And we met him through Uniting WA. And also five kids that he's helped transform their lives, and a few part-timers that have come into their home as well. Got to love that. And I think the best part of all, apart from all the wonderful people I've worked with and for, it's all about the listeners. And that was always been the key. You guys know they love my music, but the key to that communication thing where you bump into someone at the shops, and I always say hello to peeps because if they know who you are, or even if they sort of half, I get that look sometimes. Some people go, are you a newsreader or something? I know you from somewhere. And we'll have a bit of a chat, and then they'll know a bit more than they thought at first. I don't want people to be upset. I want people to be happy, because how many people get to do what they really wanted to do and do it for so bloody long?
Yes, and to leave. I mean, you know, you have chosen to do this.
I have.
Very few people in our industry or across the media landscape get to do that.
Yep.
And the fact that you can say, you know what, I'm done. I've had enough
and
now.
Every single one of our media comrades who've lost their jobs in the last 12 months. Yeah. I mean, there have been a lot, and especially in the COVID year, and I really get hit hard. In the last couple of years, it's been pretty tough, and I get hit hard by those every time because I understand what they're going through. Yeah. I've been very lucky that I've been able to do it in my own time.
Yeah.
And like I talk about that personal touch with listeners, there's nothing better than making that connection. I really love that. That's a real spirit of the thing. So I just want to thank you guys. And I think for the next couple of weeks, we should just party.
Let's do it.
Let's celebrate it, eh?
And that's congratulations the plan. To you. What a career.
No worries.
I will still cry. I still have a lot of crying to do.
What are you crying for, Kim?
Because you've been my work husband for 11 years.
It has been a long time, hasn't it?
And I've been the bit on the side.
Yeah, don't tell her that.
Well, there's a place going now. You can be my husband if you like, if you want to amp up this relationship.
I've been here 29 years, 29 and a half. They're backing up a truck. I've just got to go sort out my long service, guys. Love you all.
We love you, Claire's.